Haunting sound there of Celtic Woman and their interpretation of the theme from Harry's Game. Harry's Game was a very good book about Northern Ireland, the troubles in Northern Ireland, written by Gerald Seymour, if my memory serves me correctly, turned into a very good television series, and that was the theme that they used. It was done originally by Dé Danann, I think, but there we heard the haunting sound of Celtic Woman. This next song is not an Irish song, but it is performed by one of the greatest Irish groups of all time. I speak, of course, of the Dubliners. This is a song about Liverpool. Now, Liverpool at one time used to be known as the capital of Ireland because so many people used to emigrate from, particularly the Dublin area, to live in Liverpool. And there's still a huge Irish population in the city of Liverpool. But this is a story of a young man who got on board a ship. He joined the Navy and he wants to go back to his home in Liverpool. A wonderful version by the Dubliners of I Wish I Was Back in Liverpool. And a couple of things, they mention the pier ahead. That's more or less the Liverpool harbour area or the docks. And they tell about the poor people who slept six in a bed at the old pier head, but still, it's a Liverpool town for me. The Dubliners, I Wish I Was Back in Liverpool.
I wish I was back in Liverpool. Liverpool town where I was born, where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head and it's Liverpool town for me. 'Tis 7 long years since I wandered away to sail the wide world o'er. Me very first trip on an old steamship that was bound for Baltimore. I was 7 days sick and I just couldn't stick that bobbin up and down. So I told them, Jack, you'd better turn back for dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town, where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. We dug the Mersey Tunnel, boys, way back in 33. Dug an owl in the grounds until we found an owl called Wallasey. Then the foreman cried, come on outside, the roof has fallen down. Well, I'm telling you, Jack, we all swam back to dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town, where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me. There's every race and colour of face, there's every kind of name, but the pigeons on the pier head, they treat you all the same. And if you walk up Upper Parliament Street, you'll get faces black and brown. And I've also seen them orange and green in dear old Liverpool town. I wish I was back in Liverpool, Liverpool town, where I was born. Where there ain't no trees, no scented breeze, no fields of waving corn, but there's lots of girls with peroxide curls, and the black and tan flows free. There's six in a bed by the old pier head, and it's Liverpool town for me.
The Dubliners, and I wish I was back in Liverpool. Here's a total change. I love doing this on Sounds Irish. We have one type or genre of song, and then we move to another. This is a song about County Mayo, and I had 7 wonderful years working in Ballina in County Mayo, and County Mayo is still very close to my heart. And here's a quiet little version of the song, The Boys from the County Mayo. Now, the way Irish songs are written, or when they are singing the praises of a particular county, in most cases, they name every village, hamlet, town and city and parish in that county. And imagine people far away in Chicago, New York, Sydney, and they love to hear the mention of their town in song. So, picture the scene, far away maybe in Sydney or Melbourne, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, London, and a group of Irish people are all gathered together for a bit of a party or a hooly. And then somebody asks this young man to sing. He's feeling a bit homesick, and he stands up and he sings this song, a simple version. It's Colm O'Donnell and his interpretation of The Boys from the County Mayo. And I guarantee if there were any Mayo men or women in that gathering, there might have been a little tear in the eye.
Far away from the land of the shamrock and heather, in search of a living as exiles we roam. And whenever we chance to assemble together, we sing of the land where we once had a home. But our homes are destroyed and our soil confiscated. The hand of the tyrant brought plunder and woe. The fires are now quenched and our hearts desolated. In our once happy homes in the County Mayo, long years have now passed since with hearts full of sorrow the land of the shamrock we left far behind. But how we would like to be going back tomorrow to scenes of our youth which we still bear in mind. The days of our childhood, 'tis now we regret them. They cling to our vision wherever we go. And friends of our youth, we shall never forget them. They too are exiled from the County Mayo. From historic Killala, from Swinford to Bala, Ballyhonus and Westport and Old Castlebar, Coiltimar and Clearmorris, Belmullet and Eddes, Kilkelly and Knockdart is fame near and far. From Ballina, Ballinrobe and Bohola, Quilogues and Foxford a few miles below, Newport and Cong with Old Strad and Manola, Charlestown to in the County Mayo. So boys pull together in all kinds of weather. Don't show the white feather wherever you go. Act each as a brother and love one another, like stout-hearted men from the County Mayo.
I'll tell you, that song has memories for me because, as I said earlier, I worked with the Jack Ruan band down in Ballina and we went on an American tour and I can remember playing somewhere and I'm almost sure it was Boston, but I can't bank on it. And this was one of the songs that I used to sing regularly with the band, the boys in the County Mayo. I can remember listening to all those people in the dance hall that we were playing in, singing along with me, and some of them were actually crying because I think the dance was run by the Mayo Men's Association in Boston at the time, and it was a wonderful experience, uplifting experience for me, singing the song, The Boys from the County Mayo. Now, Daniel O'Donnell is of the same mind. He doesn't mind what we sing as long as we sing him an old Irish song. This one.
Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home. where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more caring, more sharing, more loving and giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days. Let's hear you sing. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I loved you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very well.
Daniel there, taken from a live performance, a recording of from a live performance, encouraging us to sing an old Irish song. This next track is what you might call country and Irish. Now, we haven't had too much of that on today's programme, and I know there are listeners who actually don't like country and Irish, but there are those who do love country and Irish, and just let me explain that country and Irish is an Irish song, or a song about Ireland, which is done in a country music sort of style. So here's Mike Denver, and he's telling us the story of John O'Reilly, who used to work in Ireland, and then he went over to America, and he learned to fight. He was a boxer, a bare-knuckle boxer. And the story tells about his life and what he wants to do on the day of his return to Ireland. Here's Mike Denver.
My name is John O'Reilly, and my father worked the fields in the hills of old Killarney, where I helped him turn the wheels. My arms grew hard as iron for a boy of 17, and I used my fists for gambling in those wet Killarney streets. ship left for America, and I took my pack aboard. Said goodbye to my dear Ireland, said a prayer to my dear Lord. Well, I fought those sorry guineas in the kitchen they called hell, and I fought them for their dollars, and those guineas paid me well. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, your season's turned. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return. City, and I fought the Jersey shores. My guts ain't full of whiskey, and my bed's ain't full of whores. They call my right a cannonball, my left they call the same. And I left them all a-lying, half in blood and half in shame. Well, I met a man on 32, and he stuck out his hand, and he offered me $1,000 if I'd fall before his man. But I said it could be done, but only for another two. And he smiled at me and nodded as I stuck it in my shoe. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, your season's turned. My pockets will be jingling on the day of my return, the day of my return. Still talk about today, but that guinea didn't know that I had bet the other way. Well, they covered every dock and every port there on the coast, looking for the double crosser who had turned into a ghost. But I was on a train, my friend, that rode the other way, and I'll sail from California back to Dublin one fine day. Fairly well, fair Dover, fairly well, your season's turned.
Mike Denver, and I'd call that Cajun and Irish, would you? Now, I say this so often on Sounds Irish, I want to let you into a little secret. When my mammy had two wine gums and a cup of strong tea, or even two cups of strong tea, she would sing this song. Now, this is sung for us here by Glenn Daly. He's not an Irish singer, he's a Scottish singer. And this is from a rather noisy concert that he had some years ago. And he's singing all about my Kathleen so fair. And Mammy up in heaven, this is for you.
Charming young lady, she's the fairest young Colleen on earth. She's a gem of the very first water, and proud to be Irish by birth. Meet yon shady willow, I kissed her, she liked it so well, and she blushed like the fairest of the flowers that grow in yon mossy green dell. So fair.
Now, I think there was a little more than wine gums and strong tea being absorbed there. They were certainly enjoying themselves, weren't they? That was Glenn Daly and Kathleen So Fair. During the early 50s, a lot of Irish men emigrated to England to work on building the motorway system across that particular country. And a lot of the motorways that people are driving across England on today were built by Irish workers. And here's a song for a song by Blackthorn, which is about that particular era. A mother telling her little son why he doesn't see his daddy as often as he'd like to. And it's entitled England's Motorway.
Oh, then come, my little son, and I will tell you what we'll do. Undress yourself and get into bed, and a tale I'll tell to you. It's all about your daddy, he's a man we seldom see. For he's had to work far away from home, away from you and me. But remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Well, if you fall and hurt yourself and get to feeling bad, it isn't any good, you know, a crying for your dad. For the only time since you've been born that he's had to spend with you, he was out of a job, he hadn't to bob, he was signing on the broom. But remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Daddy here, I know that would be fine. To have him working near home, and to see him all of the time. Ah, but beggars cannot be choosers, and we must bear the load. For we need the money your daddy earns, a-working on the road. And remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the snow and sleet, all hours of the week, on England's motorway. Yes, remember, laddie, he's still your dad, though he's far, far away. In the the snow and sleet, all hours of the week on England's waterway.
Blackthorn and their interpretation of England's Motorway. Now, Richie Remo is somebody that I've introduced you to over the last couple of months, and I have received recently some material from him. Richie Remo is a wonderful country singer, Irish country singer, but he doesn't do an awful lot of Irish material, but he does some very good country. He's from Northern Ireland, and here he's telling us all about Mary Ann.
I was just a little boy with holes in both my shoes. I met Mary Ann one day. She told me the terrible news. Her daddy's left her mommy now after only 14 years. A lonely child with a broken heart. Eyes filled with tears. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold onto my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up high? Mary, young lady is now my wife. Years has passed, and now at last Mary has a family near. Myself and Mary had a child, a boy that's loved so dear. My life is family and my friends, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and faith in the Lord, amen. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold onto my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz on the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold onto my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. With your head held up real high, Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife. Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife.
Doing a programme like Sounds Irish gives me an opportunity to play some of the tracks that I really like. And there, as I said at the beginning, all of the tracks have some Irish connection. And I am aware that some of the tracks make some of my listeners throw their hands up and say, "Oh, Joe, what are you playing?" But as I said earlier, it does have an Irish connection. And sometimes I play some of the old Irish American type songs. And I'll be honest with you, friends, I love them. I probably grew up listening to them, that's why. Now, here's a song, for instance. My father, as a very, very young soldier, was in the First World War. And this song was a First World War song. Not for one minute am I saying this is an Irish song. I think it's an old music hall song of the early 1900s. When the First World War broke out, the English army troops used to sing this as they marched along. But here, I'm talking now about the song It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Now, this is not what you know as It's a Long Way to Tipperary, if you do know the song, because what's happened is that Frank Patterson, no longer with us, but he made a big name for himself in America as an Irish singer. He put the sort of Irish-American slant on this song. Have a listen to the verse particularly. Here's Frank Patterson and It's a Long Way to Tipperary.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Staten Island, farewell to Times Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary. Into New York City came an Irishman one day to stay with friends from Ireland who had found good work and pay. Singing songs of Dublin, Mayo, Cork and Donegal, young Paddy got nostalgic and he said to one and all, it's a long way to Tipperary. It's a Island, farewell to Times Square. It's a long way.